أنتم برفقة إس بي إس عربي 24.
مرحبا، معكم علاء التميمي. تعلم اللغة الإنجليزية والتحدث بها سيساعدك على تحسين حياتك في أستراليا. سنشرح في كل حلقة من سلسلة تعلم اللغة الإنجليزية التعبيرات المستخدمة في الحياة الأسترالية، وستتمكن من تحسين مهاراتك في اللغة وتتعرف على أستراليا. هل أنت مستعد؟
Learning English helps me celebrate good times.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia.
Hi everyone, I'm celebrating today and let me play you something. I want to see if you can guess what I'm celebrating.
SBS celebrating 50 years. Discover more fast facts.
Did you know that 1975 brought Australia the biggest constitutional crisis in the nation's history, triggered by the unexpected sacking of Prime Minister Gough Whitlam?
It was also the year two radio stations, 2EA in Sydney and 3EA in Melbourne, pioneered broadcasting in 8 languages. That initial experiment ultimately led to the creation of SBS.
Discover more at sbs.com.au/sbs50.
I'm celebrating today because it's the 50th anniversary of SBS. Back in 1975, SBS started broadcasting in just a few languages. Now, 50 years later, we are proud to share stories and voices from over 60 language communities across Australia, including this one, your favorite, Learn English. Have you celebrated any anniversaries this year? Maybe a wedding anniversary or a work milestone? These are great moments to recognize, and knowing how to talk about them in English can be really useful, especially when you want to congratulate someone or even yourself. My name is Josipa, and today, in classic Learn English style, we are celebrating by focusing on work and wedding anniversaries and how to talk about them in everyday English. It feels just like yesterday that I started making this podcast, but it's been 3 years and counting. What a journey! We can say it feels like yesterday as a way of saying it feels like it was not long ago, even though it was quite a while ago. And we all know that time feels like it goes quicker when you're having fun. I'll tell you what else has been an amazing journey. Alan and Claire's relationship. We've been lucky to hear all kinds of chats over the years, and it feels just like yesterday when I heard their first one. By the way, over the years means that a lot of time has gone by. Alan and Claire have worked together over the years and are talking about it right now. Let's listen in on their conversation.
Can you believe it's been 3 years since we started here?
Has it already been that long? Time really flies.
Yeah, it's been quite a ride. We've come so far since that day.
And we're only getting started. Speaking of anniversaries, my sister and her husband just celebrated their silver wedding anniversary last week.
Wow, what a milestone. Are they having a celebration?
Yep, they'll have a party soon so we can wish them a happy anniversary.
Alan and Claire sure have come a long way, haven't they? We say something has come a long way when we mean that a lot of progress has been made, and whatever it is, has got a lot better over that time. Well, enough celebrating Alan and Claire. Let's see what they're talking about. Claire said,
"Can you believe it's been 3 years since we started here?"
So, Claire isn't asking Alan whether he actually believes her. She's trying to show her surprise that it is so long because it doesn't feel that long to her. We can say, can you believe? Before we talk about something that is unexpected, amazing, or even shocking. For example, can you believe how much better you are at speaking English since listening to this podcast? Anyway, can you believe we are only at the start of our dialogue? We still have so much to get through. Alan replied,
wow, has it already been that long? Time really flies.
Time flies. We say this when we feel that time is passing very quickly. We often say this when we are surprised time has passed so quickly. For instance, can you believe it's been 3 years since this podcast started? Time really flies. Alan also said,
wow, has it already been that long?
Alan's agreeing with Claire and is saying that he also doesn't feel like much time has passed since they started here 3 years ago. It seems much shorter. Here's another example. If you moved into your new house, let's say 5 years ago, but it feels like it was only short time, well, it would be a perfect time to say, I can't believe it's been that long already. Back to Claire.
Yeah, it's been quite a ride. We've come so far since that day.
We know Alan and Claire's work has developed and got so much better. So they can say that they have come so far. But what kind of ride are they talking about? It's been quite a ride is a phrase that means their time together has been full of action, like on a roller coaster ride where there are plenty of ups and downs or changes. We know Alan and Claire have been up to all kinds of things on this podcast, so it's definitely true that their time together has been quite the ride. By the way, up to is a humorous way to say that they have been doing all kinds of things. We often use it when we are talking about children who are playing or even doing things they should not be doing. We can also use it to find out what our friends have been saying. We can ask them, what have you been up to lately? Alan replied,
and we're only getting started.
And we are only getting started. Alan is saying, even though they've been working together for 3 years, that's just the start, so there will be many more years of working together in the future. Isn't that nice? He then said,
speaking of anniversaries, my sister and her husband just celebrated their silver wedding anniversary last week.
Alan said his sister and her husband just celebrated their silver wedding anniversary, which means that they have been married for 25 years. Cool fact, there are names for all the different wedding anniversaries. Like gold is 50 years and platinum is 70 years. Can you imagine being married for 70 years? Even 50? That would be quite a ride. Congratulations to Alan's sister.
Wow, what a milestone.
It sure is, Claire. A milestone is an important and memorable moment or event in the development of something. 25 years together. Well, that's a big milestone worthy of a big celebration. Actually, I wonder if they will invite me. Alan replied.
Yep, they'll have a party soon so we can wish them a happy anniversary.
A common and simple way to congratulate someone on an anniversary is just to say, happy anniversary. Just like you'd say, happy birthday. It works for wedding and work anniversaries or even special personal milestones. Wow, I can't believe we got through all the dialogue already. Well, you know what follows. Let's hear it again before we speak with our guest.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Can you believe it's been 3 years since we started here?
Has it already been that long? Time really flies.
Yeah, it's been quite a ride. We've come so far since that day.
And we're only getting started. Speaking of anniversaries, my sister and her husband just celebrated their silver wedding anniversary last week.
Wow, what a milestone. Are they having a celebration?
Yep, they'll have a party soon so we can wish them a happy anniversary.
As you already know, this year marks 50 years of SBS. My colleague from SBS German, Wolfgang Müller, has been part of the SBS family since 1983, witnessing decades of change, growth, and incredible stories. Wolfgang, you've been with SBS for over 40 years. Can you believe it's been that long already?
No, it's a long time, I have to say, 4 decades. But I have to quickly add that I have not always been with SBS. There were years when I did not belong to SBS, but I returned. So it is not 40 years in one stretch.
So it's been quite a ride over the years.
It's been quite a ride over the years.
What are some of your most memorable milestones from your time here?
Well, I have to say, in the beginning, in 1983, it was all very exciting. SBS was really a new kind of radio station in Australia, of media station in Australia. Of course, SBS wasn't called SBS then. In 1983, it was still the Ethnic Broadcasting Service, consisting of two stations, one in Sydney, that was 2EA, and another one in Melbourne, 3EA. They were pretty separate. They had different managers and different heads, so they didn't actually talk that much to each other. But it was such a new invention to have a station in languages, broadcasting about things that Australians had never heard about, because in those days most of the broadcasts were about British affairs and American affairs and Australian, of course. But here suddenly you could hear broadcasts about Greek things and Romanian things and African stories and things like this. So it was, for Australia, it was an eye-opener. It was exciting.
So looking back now, how has the role and mission of SBS changed? Did it? And what do you think has stayed the same throughout all these years?
No, I think the role of SBS has not changed that much. We are here to inform and entertain and you know,
educate
the ethnic community about Australia and in so much. I think nothing has changed. Of course, in addition to SBS Radio, which is ethnic radio, we then later acquired SBS Television, which is multilingual television, but it's a different one. It was bringing the world back home while we sort of broadcast to
you
the...
also worked at SBS Television?
I did work for the TV news for quite a few years and enjoyed that very much. Yes, I was the first and only person on television with an accent, and that was challenging, I have to say.
Congratulations.
Well, I have to say, I have to thank Australians for their patience to put up with my accent. I'm not sure that audiences in Germany or in France would have tolerated that for so long as they did in Australia. In that way, they let me get away with it for a while. And we always on SBS have this sign off, you know, you say Wolfgang Müller for SBS News. And at some stage, the producer came to me and said, Wolfgang, you don't have to say this because after two words, everybody knows who,
who you are.
So I was famous.
That's lovely. We love accents in this program. We celebrate and we love your accent. Wolfgang, at the end of each episode, we practice the phrases we learned in this episode. So will you help us?
I'm ready.
Okay. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. What is a milestone?
A milestone is a significant moment or event in the development of something.
What does the phrase, "it's been quite a ride," mean?
"It's been quite a ride" is a phrase that the time together has been full of action.
And now let's practice saying some of the phrases we can use when talking about anniversaries.
I can't believe it's been that long already.
It's been quite a ride.
What a milestone.
The full transcript and learning notes can be found on our website sbs.com.au/learnenglish. For more speaking practice, press play on our bonus episode and make sure you follow us on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube as well. I'm Josipa. Thank you for celebrating learning English with me.
هل تريدون الاستماع إلى المزيد من هذه القصص؟ استمعوا من خلال أبل بودكاست، جوجل بودكاست، سبوتيفاي أو من أينما تحصلون على البودكاست.